Nolte, MN Democrat prosecutor's bizarre, sloppy evidence statement whips up more chaos. By John Nolte on May 29, 2020. Hennepin County prosecutor Mike Freeman, a Democrat, claimed he had evidence that did not support a criminal charge against the police officer allegedly responsible for George Floyd's death. He now says he was misinterpreted. The Democrats who run the great state of Minnesota, and most especially the city of Minneapolis, seem determined to watch everything burn down. How else to explain the dumbest and most counterproductive thing that could be said in these circumstances emanating from the mouth of Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, a Democrat? As we all now know, George Floyd almost certainly died at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin who refused to take his knee off of Floyd's neck, Even though Floyd was handcuffed, even though Floyd had not resisted while being handcuffed, even though there were three other officers at the scene, even though a police cruiser was right there to hold Floyd, the officer refused to release his knee from Floyd's neck. Even after Floyd said he couldn't breathe, even after his body went limp. No one is defending the video. No one is defending the police officer. Nevertheless, because the only power our corrupt media have left is to spread chaos and panic, what could have been a unifying tragedy has been twisted into a black v. white thing, a pro-Trump v. anti-Trump thing, even though Trump has demanded justice for Floyd and called for an immediate investigation. And so, in yet another Democrat-run city, just like Ferguson and Baltimore, the rioting has begun. The governor of Minnesota, a feckless Democrat named Tim Walz, and the feckless mayor of Minneapolis, a Democrat named Jacob Frey, are so feckless, they allowed, along with a number of other buildings, a police station, an actual police station, in Minneapolis to be burned to the ground Thursday night. But nothing topped good old Mike Freeman, who made a public statement Thursday afternoon suggesting there was some secret evidence that might exonerate the police officer. Freeman, that video is graphic and horrific and terrible and no person should do that. But my job in the end is to prove that he violated a criminal statute. And there's other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. We need to wade through all of that evidence to come to a meaningful determination. I will not rush to justice. Emphasis added. So the day after the rioting began, the county attorney, whose job it is to charge the cop in question with murder, and the three other cops with some form of depraved indifference, comes out and announces, this is a direct quote, that there's other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. But, and keep in mind his city is a tinderbox right now, he doesn't tell us what this amazing evidence is. This evidence that would somehow justify a police officer using his knee to pin down a man's neck until the man passed out and died. Oh, boy, this must be some evidence. I mean, this must be pretty amazing evidence if it justifies that kind of behavior. This must be something like Officer Chauvin had a gun to his back and was told if he let Floyd up he and his entire family will be killed. So what is it? What is this secret and amazing evidence that does not support a criminal charge? Freeman never said, and for obvious reasons this only infuriated people all the more, including me. What a stupid thing to say. If you know something like this, you need to let the citizens of Minneapolis know it. If there's some bizarre facet to the story that justifies this kind of sadistic behavior, for the sake of the city, tell us. But Freeman didn't tell us. And do you want to know why? Are you ready for this? This idiot now says he was misinterpreted when he said he'd seen evidence that does not support a criminal charge. And this idiot waited until after another night of rioting had begun to finally admit that. In a news conference today, Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman made a comment about evidence in the George Floyd case that's being misinterpreted, the statement reads. To clarify, Freeman is saying that it is critical to review all the evidence because at the time of trial, invariably, all that information will be used. Freeman's statement, of course, is a total lie. No one is misinterpreting what Freeman said. He clearly said there's other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. Those are his words, which made it sound as though Chauvin would be back patrolling the streets Monday morning. Minneapolis hasn't had a Republican mayor in almost 50 years. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.